chapter 2. I've got a very short message this morning, so it's probably good. Luke chapter 2, there's two verses I just want to catch out of Luke chapter 2. The first one is verse 19, and the second one is the second half of verse 51. Luke chapter 2 verse 19 says, "But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart." And then verse 51 says, "But his mother treasured all these things in her heart." It was talking about Mary, the mother of Jesus. And I figured because it was Mother's Day, and as I said earlier, there's often this thing we spend a lot of time in talking about the father side of God and not so much about the mother side of God. But I wanted to talk just briefly this morning about the impact of a mother. You know, I think when I look at these two lines in this chapter 2, which is in it's Luke's illustration or a story of the early days of Jesus' life, and he captures and repeats twice this idea that Mary saw what was happening, heard what was happening, and she treasured those things in her heart and she pondered on them. And verse 52, after the second one, it says, "And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and favour with God and men." And I look at this and I think they're two verses that we often can just drift over, but I just wanted to highlight them this morning in terms of the impact of a mother. That I know in my life, and I can only talk from my experience and not from anyone else's because I've never walked in your shoes. I might have heard your story, but I've never walked in your shoes. So I can only talk from my perspective. So my mum was always passionate for Jesus. So from a young age, I grew up in a Christian home. My mum and dad were pastors, and dad was probably the typical bloke. Really, he was a builder by trade and wasn't highly affectionate, but was caring. But you didn't talk the deep stuff with Dad. You tended to talk the deep stuff with Mum. And I remember on many occasions that it was Mum who, as I said before, whose hug settled things, whose kind words settled things. And I wonder whether the same happened for Jesus and the power of Mary pondering the prophetic stuff that was spoken over Jesus, the things that were declared over Jesus' life in his young ages. Mary pondering on those and treasuring those in her heart, how much effect they had on setting Jesus in his human nature on the course that he was intended to be on. Because the impact of a mother, from what I can see, is they set and they wrap around, and I know I'm generalizing, but I'm speaking from my experience of mum. Not all mums are like this, I get that. Not all dads are like my dad. I'm just speaking from my experience, and it may be generalized, but you get what I'm saying, okay? Mums have this ability to see things in you that you don't see in yourself. And I can still remember Mum sitting me down one day, and she goes to me. She says, "I think that you struggle with a." She used the phrase "the spirit of rejection," and I'm like, "Oh yeah, okay, cool." I was probably about, I don't know, 10 or 11 at that stage, and I didn't really have a clue what that meant. But I can remember her saying that, and she finished up with saying, "So I'm going to pray about that." And so I know my mum, and so she spent time pondering on that. She spent time praying about that. She spent time setting an atmosphere around my world by her prayers and by her ponderings. That brought me to a place when I was about 19 or 20 when I actually got to a point where I realized that she was right. And that I had to deal with that in my relationship with God. But I wonder whether I would have ever actually got to that point if my mum hadn't pondered and hadn't prayed. And I guess what I'm saying and what I want to encourage us with this morning is, if you're a mum here, I mean, it's pretty obvious. If you're a dad here, get better at pondering and praying. That's all good. I'm not saying my dad didn't, but mum was always better at it. Because I think Jesus' life was hugely impacted by the fact that Mary treasured the moments where she knew God was speaking over her son's life. She treasured them in her heart. She pondered on them. She meditated on them. She built an environment around Jesus' world that set him on the platform to be able to grow in favor with God and men. I don't think you can underestimate the fact that God entrusted his son to human parents. And Luke, I think, in acknowledging this, acknowledges the impact of a mum. Acknowledges the importance of us realizing as human beings that everything we are and who we are is not just by our own decision, it's because someone else took the time and invested the love and the energy in us to give us the best kind of life that they could give us. Now, I know for some of us, that's not a night. You know, we look back and our parents weren't great, but they were doing their best with what they had and what they were able to do. And in their world, they were doing their best. And so for me, I want you to, and just as we leave today, just to take a moment and go, what am I treasuring in my heart for someone else? What am I pondering in my heart for my kids, for my spouse, for my family? Because I can contribute to their success by taking time to ponder, taking time to treasure things that I feel I see in their lives, so that I can help build an environment for them to succeed and be all that God's called them to be. Let's not, as a community of faith, as a family, let's not underestimate the impact of us taking time to consider someone else, to consider our children, to consider the young people around us, consider our friends and our family, and take time to treasure them in our hearts, to ponder, to pray, to meditate, to allow God to use us to help create an environment for their success. Amen. You know, we're not called just about for us, we're called for each other. We're called for each other. That the ultimate expression of maturity and faith is our love for one another, is our sense of community, of wanting to help each other to succeed and to grow, to be all that God's called us to be. And when I read these scriptures, that's what I'm reminded of. Because I'm not a mum, but I can learn some of the things that Mary expressed that enabled Jesus to be who he was and who we celebrate. Thank you. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you for the amazing fact that you entrusted yourself to humanity. You entrusted your son to humanity. Father, we thank you for Mary. We thank you for the example she gives us of service of heart for her son, for taking the time to treasure, to observe, to ponder, to care for someone else and to build an environment for their success. And I pray that you would help us to express that in our relationships with each other. God, often we acknowledge we're so quick to criticize and to pick out the things that irritate us about other people. God, may you shift something in our hearts so that we can see people with the eyes that you see them with. and that we can help to build an environment to encourage them, to build an environment around them where they can succeed, to become the best kind of person that you've created them to be. Father, shift something in our hearts around that, we ask, so that we can glorify you, that we can live for your glory, we can live to see your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Very cool. Well, thank you for being here today. And I bless you today to know that God is wrapping you in his arms of love, that he, like a mother hen, is gathering you in so that you can experience the fullness of his love, and that because of that, you can then express that to other people around us. You're a loved people and loved by God. Grace and peace, everyone.